¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Jeff Arnold is the founder of Right Sure. They are North America's most awarded insurance company. He is a 5-time best-selling author. His newest book is AI Forward Leadership. Welcome back to the show, Jeff.
George, an absolute pleasure to be back. And I say that with 100% energy and excitement that I couldn't wait till we did another show. Been following your wonderful career and all your posts. And I'm excited to be a returning guest.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. Refresh our memory. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to write the new book.
Yeah, I won't bore your listeners on a whole Jeff Arnold show, but I have been doing this business of engaging legal contracts and infusing it with technology, in this case AI, for about 30 years. And as you said, written 11 books, 5 of them, number one, fortunate to be that, which candidly surprises my mom and shocks my wife and certainly befuddles all of my grade school and high school teachers. We'll just leave it at that.
I think befuddle is a wonderful term for that, and we're cut from the same cloth on that program. So you've been thinking about and interacting with technology and artificial intelligence for some time. It's been speeding up and being adopted or not adopted quite a bit as of late. So why did you decide on the leadership angle?
Yeah, I think it was a really easy decision, first of all, George, is because if you spend your time in a leadership role or an executive role, like most of your listeners, you must be constantly scanning the horizon for what's going to impact your organization or your division, your department, or your company, right? And so much like, I'm going to date myself and my aged self here, much like I was scanning it when fax machines came to the forefront, and then when the internet, you had to have a website, those things you had to be out in front of. And we're at the very front of AI being infused and everything. Now, certainly, everyone is shoving AI in front or behind their name or their tagline because that's the buzzword right now. But I think of AI not as artificial intelligence. I think of it as amplifying income. And that's the real theme of the book. It's not this is how you're going to use AI. It's to challenge leaders, executives, division heads to how you'll deploy AI. And if you're just looking for it to reduce your overhead or as an expense reduction exercise, I will give you your failure card up front, right? That is not the way, in my estimation, to think about, to begin to process using or to deploy AI. What it can do is amplify income for you and your company, and it can help your people be better at what they do. Will it replace humans? Sure, someday, some way, but every company trying to use it to replace humans now, my estimation and my understanding, is facing a backlash, right? So it's just, I'll give you a quick example. Well, I'm going on 1,000 different rabbit trails here on your listeners. We deployed AI in 4 different parts of RightShare, right? The one where it failed was where we had it answer the phones in front of our famous friend, the humans, which we're known as. And so listeners, users, policyholders were saying, I don't want to talk to a toaster. Get that Chinese chip chick off of my phone. I want to talk to a human, right? These are their comments, not mine. If you're offended by them, find the people that called in. But it was not what they wanted. And where we briefly succeeded is in the places where we made it invisible to the process, but amplified our human. So on the side of the call screens, when they're on the calls, reminding them of conversations to close, reminding them if they answered all the client's questions, focusing them on the intent and the introspection of the client, like kind of how they said it, right? Keeping our people focused on being present and in the moment. And so in those cases where it's invisible, it's working very, very well.
That's great. It's great insight that, I mean, when I have a problem, I'm interested in talking to a person now. And that could be the smallest little problem or just a real question that I need an answer to, not something I'm just curious about or I'd like to learn more about. So that, I think that's really instructive. When you talk about it helps to increase or clarify intent. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about the sentiment of the caller, right, the personality and the sentiment, you know, humans are great, but we are driven to distraction. And more so, everything is in a 30 or 60 second soundbite. So we're, you know, we're being programmed to kind of tune out really in conversational mode. And so we miss secondary add-ons, we miss tertiary questions, or we miss the content or how it's being said sometimes. And AI can say, well, this is the sentiment. It's quite negative. You really didn't answer the question, or you interrupted three times, or there's an outstanding open-ended question that you failed to answer, right? And so in our business, the business of legal contracts, some people call it insurance, but that's because marketing's making you think it's all the same. Every legal contract you buy is different and you get for what you pay for, right? That's why it's important to have an agent or someone who understands these legal contracts. But when it comes to legal contracts, you know, people are confused by the word insurance, and you have to read into those nuances to make sure that you're addressing all those concerns. That's the beauty of the invisibility of AI infused alongside, forcing people to be present and pay attention.
What a powerful tool from a training perspective. I mean, to be able to go back through a call and to say, hey, and you listed all those areas, or so many areas that we can improve on. If I am interested in actually getting better and being a better conversationalist and advisor or whatever, what a huge opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. We designed it around an old book I read a long time ago from Ram Dass that said simply, be here now. And you and I both know it is becoming more and more impossible to be here now and to be present. But those that are, a whole new world opens up to them, because people aren't used to being heard. They aren't used to being understood. They aren't used to be wanting to be listened to in a world that makes it about me, 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 or a world that's about, but enough about me, let's talk about you. What do you think about me, right? I mean, it gets really old really, really quick. And so being here now, being present in the moment, is a wonderful add-on for AI, I think, to keep us coming back to center.
Yeah, be here now. I've always thought that one of the greatest gifts we can give another person is our 100% undivided attention. And to your point, that's increasingly more valuable by probably the second.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
I agree. I fail at that often, quite candidly, especially at home, right? My wife is a saint. I am rarely, I hate to say this on a video, rarely present the way I need to be, right? I could be a lot better at it. As we've raised 4 kids, I was probably better in the early days. But it is a task that I'm constantly working on. Instead of coming home and unloading on everything that's happening, it's just trying to listen and hear about her day without trying to solve things. Gentlemen, my goal as a man is to solve it. I'm sure yours is too, right? And I know you tuned in to hear about AI, but this is all instructive, right? It's all instructive. If you are married, you have a spouse, you need to be present and listen. That same thing that AI can help you at work, taking that mindset home can help you be a better father and a better husband.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I was just thinking that whatever AI it is that listens to my client meetings and then gives me the report back and the follow-up items and the important stuff, I could probably benefit from some robot city or whatever, just listening to my interactions with my 6-year-old and 3-year-old and 9-year-old and saying, hey, George, you fell a little short in this area and you probably could have done more. The kid was saying this and you were either not listening or don't care or not capable of hearing it.
Oh, you care because you love them, but you also, you know, we're driven to take care of them, right? And rightly or wrongly, men keep score by what we make and what we provide, right? And it's not that our kids and our wives always want that, but that's how we measure it. While they're saying things that maybe not be adding to our how do I provide or how do I get them more of what they need, we kind of tune it out. We're not wrong. It's kind of how we're built. It's a muscle memory that we can train to get better at.
So how do you think about that? I mean, everything that you laid out, from a professional standpoint, it's clear how AI can help me be a better leader and amplify my income. How do I map that over to my personal life?
I'm actually working on, I'm always working on a new book in my mind, right? And this is one of them, George. So, you know, we strive so hard to be so much better at work, at creating more income, at generating more income screens. What if, perchance, we became better husbands and better fathers, right? And not offloading it onto AI, but using it to train us, right? Not just to be present, but to be the leaders that we're called to be, the men we're called to be. Sometimes that means a softer side than most of us are used to showing, or slowing down more than most of us are comfortable, because there is a pressure on men to deliver, to do it all, to build this, and there's an ongoing, the older your kids get, the more they want, right? I mean, it's just the need never stops, right? So I think that, I don't know if it's an Alexa or a Siri, something that is cueing you like AI is on our phone calls, to how to be a better husband and a better father. Not that is laced with some logic that makes you be a softer, gentler, kinder man. That's not what I'm saying. You still need to be a strong, rugged man and deliver leadership. Leadership is hard. That's why it's called leadership, right? But to be better maybe at explaining and be better at leading households.
Yeah, I think that's really well said. And I had in my mind this image of a robot out playing catch with my kids instead of me if I just don't feel like it. It's like, you think about, will AI take my job? Well, I guess a robot could cook the food and do the laundry and put my kids to bed and play catch with them. But that doesn't sound good to me at all. I would prefer to amplify, or rather have AI help me in the ways that you've been describing, as opposed to, what's the term, abdicating my responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Well said. I this bubbled up in me. We are, each of us, right? The entirety of humanity, most alive when we are loved, right? I mean, everyone would acknowledge that it all resonates. And so sometimes if the robot played with my child, I could make more money or buy a bigger house or get more things and they would love me more. But connection and eyeball time and listening is really how kids receive love, most of them, right? In their love language, certainly under 10 years old. And so if it is true that each of us are most alive when we are loved, it's how do we get AI to do the stuff that doesn't pour love into our lives? That's just kind of, again, none of this is fleshed out, man. These are musings and writings for a forthcoming book that I hope make the cut, right?
Well, it's certainly the truth. And I think that that's really, really powerful. Each of us is most alive when we are loved. There's that, it's that's a great little parable about like an investment banker that goes down to on vacation and goes out on this fishing boat with his family. And that's this guy's job. He's a guide. And then at nighttime, they sit around the fire and drink wine and play guitar with their families. And the investment banker's like, you got to scale this up and then you'll be able to grow and make all this money. And the guy's like, great. And then what will I do? He's like, well, you can, you know, play guitar and drink wine and be and kind of be around your family. It's like, well, we're doing that right now, sir.
Prioritization, right? It's prioritization. We are as men built for more, right? We want more. We want more because that's how we keep score, right? And I'm not saying it's wrong. Certainly, I've chased a lot of over the years. I've bought 40 companies and ran soccer teams, semi-pro and pro. I don't say that to be braggadocious or pontificate, but saying that I've also been distracted by more and keeping score, but. As I get longer in the tooth, the more I'm realizing that just simple conversations around the dinner table with my daughter or with my sons, it's driving, right? Because sometimes little boys and I, then we're not greatest at eye contact long term, right? And so driving, just looking forward, a lot of knowledge gets transferred. But it's one of my daughters, it's eyeball to eyeball right across the table. They're a little more better at that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it totally does. And so utilizing technology to free us up to have more of those, just be more present, to be here now. That's really the unlock that AI is going to be providing to us in our personal lives.
I feel like it. You know, I know I got way off track from my latest book, AI Forward Leadership, but I'm always working on a new one, right? And the piece of that, if I pull your listeners back a little bit, is, as we stated earlier, if you align the family with your family at work, it's kind of the same way. Don't use AI. You wouldn't use AI to replace conversations around your dinner table. Don't use AI to replace workers for something that they are very good at, right? The mundane, the repetitive, the transactional that I can do equally fast or better, unprompted, is great. But if you're trying to replicate the human experience, or you're at a point where you're receiving treasury, money, payment for a service you're delivering, I think a human still is number one in my book.
Yeah. Though we might try to get rid of them. It's not going to happen.
I agree.
What are your habits around you've written 11 books, you're always working on another one, you're quoting Ram Dass, you're a very thoughtful guy, you've got kids, and you're a very successful entrepreneur and business owner. Do you write every day? Do you read every day? How are you? Tell me about your inputs and some of your outputs.
Well, like everyone within earshot, I too struggle, right? I don't struggle so much with the phone that a lot of people do. I mean, it's just a flat out addiction for a lot of people. I see that. I'm fortunate that I've curtailed that addiction. If this helps a listener, one person, I would love it and reach back out to me. Before you pick up your phone, train yourself.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What am I picking this up for? What are you doing? Because if you don't, you will instantly get sucked in this myriad of scrolling that's turning everyone into zombies and inattentive and unpresent people. And so, again, I'm not trying to brag, but I've worked really hard. It's been intentional. It's been painful. Before I pick up my phone now, it's my very first thought. What am I doing here? I'll tell you why, because I once wasted 40 minutes of my life in sitting in front of a Quick Trip in my car, which is a little convenience store here, and I don't know if they're all over America, but 40 minutes of my life I wasted. I just gave to the internet or to stupid people in minute segments or 30-minute segments. And I looked in my rearview mirror. I'm like, I've got a problem. This was a while ago, but I'm very intentional now. I don't pick it up. So the answer to your question is you can gain hours a day. There are some people that spend 4, 5, 6, 8 hours a day on this device, right? It's meant to help you, not take from you. And so you can write a book. You can be a better person just by being aware of how much time you're spending on it. I'm not anti-phone. I'm just saying it doesn't need... My goal is to spend about 90 minutes max, and that includes getting all my password MFA logins that it takes to get into, you know, writing accounts, investment accounts, whatever you're doing, right? You need a phone to get in. But the intentional time of writing has to be scheduled. And so I schedule it just like I schedule any other appointment. That it's on my calendar. You're going to write for 30 minutes or 60 minutes. You know, one nugget just popped up too, George. If anyone listening has young children, I was fortunate, blessed to be able to do this too and encourage people in the place. I was a school board chairman for a long time when my kids were in small private schools. Is I encouraged all the men to schedule a lunch with your child just like you would a doctor's appointment. Do it monthly. They're only there for so long. And when you walk into the door, if you can, at your kid's school for lunchtime and bring them whatever, I mean, you're a rock star, right? It's not too long when they will stop showing up to ride on your knees or to be thrown in the air or to, you know, get the car keys and go. So no matter what age they are now, they're not driving. Or even if they are driving, show up and take them to lunch. But that's one thing, as we talk about how we schedule to write, schedule to show up at your kid's school. And if they're in private school or if they're homeschooled, schedule to take them out for lunch, right? Schedule a date, an appointment with your child. That's very profound. And how I got to that point is we're talking about schedule time away from your phone. I schedule writing time. That's how I get to write a lot of books. I schedule intentional time just thinking, meditating, and reading. And I think it makes you a better, more rounded person in my estimation. I'm being a bit preacherific, I think, but there's something that's just bubbling up that says, speak it and transfer this knowledge this time, George.
Yeah, no, I think that's, I appreciate that you did. Thank you. And asking yourself that question, why am I picking this thing up, or our phones? Why am I picking it up? I mean, I try to break our kids of using pacifiers if they ever did in the first place. And that, I think, in a lot of ways has become our security blanket and just my go-to for when I'm feeling just anything, instead of being intentional about, I'm picking this up to find out where I'm going and getting directions, or to answer an email, as opposed to just pacifying myself.
Very true. I tell you, one of the hardest things that we've ever done with respect to a cell phone is withhold it from our last child. We have four children, our last daughter, until she was 16. You do not know. You could not understand or comprehend or even begin to imagine the horribleness we were thought of as parents by making our child not have a phone until they were 16. From her friends who all got it at, you know, 8, 9, or 10 years old or whatever. But and credit to my wife, who had the intestinal fortitude that I lacked at times, because I was an eighth grade girl has more persistence than anybody I know.
Just right? Take the phone.
And so by the grace of God, I married a woman who is the strongest person I know. But I'll say this, to watch her not have to have a phone at all times when her friends come over or her friends are on horses, it's quite unique, George, just because she was delayed until she was 16, 15 years and 11 months. It's made a difference. And you're not bad. You're not a horrible person if you've given your kids a phone. But it is a good idea to make them check them at dinner time and see you not have it too. I know we've all heard this, that these devices bring us closer to people half the world away and make us farther away from the person sitting next to us on the couch. Very, very profound.
Amen. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming back on. Appreciate it. You dropped a lot of wisdom on us today. Some practical information about becoming a better leader through AI, as opposed to letting it steal our humanity. So thank you so much. Where can people learn more about you? How can they connect? Where can they get their copy of your newest book?
Firstly, George, quite candidly, I'm so excited that we reconnected and did a second show. I've been following all your success and just super happy for you and the family man you are, right? And the leader you are. It comes through in your post and your stuff. So thank you for having me back on. Second one, it's jeffarnold.com.
Easy peasy. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Jeff your appreciation, share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to jeffarnold.com and learn more about everything we've been talking about. Pick up your copy of AI Forward Leadership on Amazon, but you can find that on the website too, I imagine, and everything else that Jeff is working on. Get in touch with him. Thanks again, Jeff. Till next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. You can add protein cold foam to your favorite drink or try one of our new protein lattes or matcha. Try it today at Starbucks.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.